Fred Film Radio.
Festival del cinema europeo di Lecce, Italia.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the European Film Festival in Lecce. Today I'm with Askord Kurov, who's here to present in the section Reality and Cinema and Realtà his documentary The Trial, the State of Russia Against Oleg Sentsov. So how did it start for you, Askold? How did it start, this involvement in Oleg Sentsov's cause?
Initially, I just joined this as a friend of Oleg, and when Oleg was transported to Moscow from Crimea after he was arrested, I went to court trial just in order to support him. And only after maybe 1 week, I decided that I have to start with this documentary because I cannot do anything else. I cannot help Oleg in real. This is how I started, and of course it was difficult to share being a friend, being involved in this process, and to stay just only as observer who watching this process as a documentarian. And we were filming for 1 year and 3 months, and 1 year and 3 months we were editing, so 2 years and a half we were working on this film, because it was difficult to find out how to design, how to balance all the genres, all the lines inside this big story.
Was it difficult for you to make this documentary considering the situation in Russia? Was it difficult to travel with the film to promote it?
No, I wasn't followed personally by the Secret Service or authorities. Maybe it was difficult psychologically, because all the characters of the film, lawyers and Oleg Sentsov's cousin, were watched by Secret Service. Their cell phones were tapped, and their emails, maybe, or chats were screened. And of course, it wasn't not as easy, and you feel a responsibility of all the material, of all information people give you, because it's in that time it might damage them. So
today Agnieszka Holland supported Oleg's cause with the entire European Film Academy, the EFA. She said that Oleg in a way gave them strength and supported them instead of the opposite.
That's absolutely true, because this is what I felt during the court trial, when I was listening to Oleg's speeches in court trial. And it was clear that these speeches were not for judges, not for prosecutors. It was for the audience, for people who want to find out the situation, and who came to just to hear his speeches. And and he was preparing all these speeches, and you can follow some evolution in or some main points in this speeches of Oleg Sentsov. And when I saw him, I thought that he's a very free person, and he is in that cage in courtroom is more free than me, who is outside. That's interesting, yeah.
What's the situation today? Are things evolving from when you did the documentary? Are there any changes?
No changes, because Oleg is in prison in Siberia, 6,000 kilometers from Crimea, and the conditions are tough because sometimes it's minus 50 degrees in winter. It's crazy cold. And here quite isolated because he doesn't receive 90% of all the regular mail. He can call to his relatives. He has 3 calls in a month. So he gets all the important information. Nothing changes, and still he is recognized by Russian authority as a Russian citizen against his will, because he never wanted to change his citizenship. He just wanted to stay Ukrainian citizen, but they announced him as a Russian citizen. That's absolutely nonsense, and this is this not allows to use some mechanism of international exchange. Yes, because if they recognize him as a Ukrainian citizen, they might just deport him to Ukraine.
Let's hope we can still talk about Oleg and to try and not to let people forget him.
It's very important just not allow this case to be forgotten, because it's very easy to forget about Oleg Sentsov, because we have so many events every day, so many news, but we have to fight for Oleg.
Thank you, Askol Kurov, for being here with us and talk about the trial, the state of Russia against Oleg Sentsov, screening here at European Film Festival in Lecce in the documentary section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.